Hey guys, thanks for being a part of the podcast here. If you do want to see the video version of the podcast, head over to YouTube there so you can see me as well as every guest that comes on here, and you can see us live and in action. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Speaking Sessions podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about how you need to learn how to not talk or speak and present to an audience the way that you want to learn. And I saw this the other day actually with some engineers, but I've seen this in the past and I'm guilty of this myself. As an engineer, we love details. We love to go into detail and that's where we live. We need those details in order for us to be able to do our jobs, to be able to solve the problems. The problem with this though, is that when you are presenting to management, they don't need all the details. And much like most of life, most people that are not in the weeds do not need all the details. And so if you are an engineer, you're this technical person, you're probably in those details a lot. And so you think that other people want to know all those details and they don't care to know those. And I can't help but think about one time with my financial advisor. As we got started, he was asking, of course, the typical question, do y'all have a budget? I said, oh yeah, hold on a second. Let me pull up my Excel sheet. And he chuckled and he's like, yep, figured, typical engineer. You have your Excel sheet there with all the numbers where your budget lives and everything. And so it was funny, but because of me being an engineer, he figured I'd have an Excel sheet. And that's typically what happens for us when we start speaking. We think because I'm an engineer, I'm a business person, I'm a manager, I'm a this, that, or the other, put your label there, that because we think this way, we operate this way, then everybody else should operate that way. That's the only thing that makes sense. Why would anybody else be different than us? Why would people process information differently? Because they're different. Unfortunately, we live in a world where not everybody is the same, but that's the beauty of it. But let's go ahead and get into our point here when it comes to presenting to management, because oftentimes we don't do this well, especially as technically minded people or people that are in the weeds, that know all the information. So how do we present information up to management? It first starts with you thinking like them. What things are important to them? If you are in the manufacturing environment, most likely safety is going to be top priority. Financial is probably another top priority. Production is going to be a top priority. And the thing that you're presenting on may not cover all those areas, or may cover them all. And if that's the case, figure out which one is the most important, especially depending on what it is that you're presenting. If you have where it's kind of all of them are there, but nothing is really something that sticks out, my suggestion would be to go with safety, because as management, they should be concerned with safety. And if they're not first concerned with safety, then why are they making those decisions? And that's for a totally different podcast. That's probably an HR topic on top of that, which this is not an HR podcast. This is a public speaking and communications podcast. So we're going to stick in our lane here. But we need to first put ourselves into their mind. What is it that they want to know? Most of the time when you're presenting to management, if you're an engineer, if you're a technical person, you are going to be presenting to a middle level management. You're not going to be presenting to senior management. So now you need to give not all the details, like somebody like yourself who is going to be presenting that information and knows all the details, but you need to present it in a way that you give enough details that somebody, the manager, has enough information to sound competent when they take it to that next level, or they have enough information that they can say, hey, Philip, you know what? This was great information. Let's go ahead and take it to senior management now. So it all starts with you deciding or thinking about what is it that management wants, first of all. So kind of beginning with that end in mind, what does management need to know in order to make a decision or to be informed? What is it that you want them to know about? So no, put yourself in their shoes, but also What is that information that you're going to give them? So if you will, that would be number two. What do you want to have them do? Is it just an information session? So now they've learned the information. Now they can go take that to senior management and talk about, hey, here's the status update on X project. Or do they need to make a decision? Hey, we're at a point where we need to spend some money on this. Here's the facts and figures, the data, what we can do if we get this money approved. And so now they're making a decision. But you need to go into the situation knowing, am I just giving information? Am I looking for a decision? What is the end goal, the objective in mind when I'm speaking to this management team? And then the third thing is be yourself. I can't say this enough. As people that present, when they go to present to management, and I've been there, there's times where I still get the jitters, when I still worry about what are they going to think about me? Do I even deserve to be here? Am I going to share the right information? And you may not, but that's okay. But be yourself. Don't try to be me. Don't try to be like your manager. Don't try to be like somebody else that's in your group that seems to know it all, that seems to be really good at presenting. Be you. There is so much power behind being you. And by being you, you can then figure out what it is that you need to fix. If the presentation didn't go well, you can ask your manager for some tips on what you can do to present better next time. But if you're trying to be somebody that you're not, first of all, your manager is going to be thrown off. But then now you've got to work on trying to be a person, which is some arbitrary person that you decided that you just had to be like because this is the confident person. This is the person that's going to get things done. And that's not you because you thought you weren't good enough, but you are good enough. So you need to be yourself. So the three things in order to be more effective with your next presentation and to get out of your own way is one, put yourself in your manager's shoes. Two, begin with that end in mind. What objective do you want at the end of it? And then three, just be yourself.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Speaking Sessions Podcast. If you got anything out of this episode, make sure to leave us a review and share it with a friend. If there's anything you would like to hear on the podcast, please let me know. Shoot me a DM with your question or topic you want me to cover, and I'll make sure to cover it on a future episode. But with that, have a healthy and blessed day.